We begin with the traditional opening in Islam, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, with God's name, the Merciful, Benefactor, the Merciful Redeemer, and we greet you in the greetings of peace. Assalamu alaikum. May God's peace be upon you. Before I begin, I'd ask you to join with me in a moment of silence to honor the five persons who lost their lives tragically yesterday here in our city through a tragic fire in Cedar Riverside. I invite you to offer a silent prayer and to hold them in your thoughts. Ameen. It is an honor and a pleasure to be with you here at St. Mark's Cathedral. I am thankful and grateful to my dear friend, the Reverend Paul Libbins England, and his staff for being such gracious hosts to us here today. To my esteemed colleagues of the downtown clergy, I am grateful for this opportunity to spend a little time with you this morning. On occasions like Thanksgiving and other holidays, we tend to take time reflecting on our lives, our successes, our challenges, and the many countless blessings that we have received. We spend time with family and friends and the loved ones, sharing space and fellowship. This is especially fitting today as we are living in challenging times, not just politically, socially, economically, but also psychologically, physically, and perhaps more importantly, spiritually. As people of faith, we strive to live the best version of ourselves, lives that will be acceptable to God, our Creator. All of our traditions give us pictures of ourselves, not simply as individuals, but together in community. Our greeting in Islam, Assalamu alaikum. May the peace that only God can give be upon you, is actually a prayer or supplication. Grammatically speaking, however, it is plural. Even though we might be speaking to a single person, an individual, we greet them as though they are many, as a sign of honor and respect, in recognition of them as a member of a bigger body, a community. We yearn to be communities that are blessed and beloved. We yearn to be communities that are blessed and beloved. But what does it mean to be a beloved community? What does it mean? How does it look? How does it sound? How does it feel to be a blessed and beloved community? In our sacred text, the Quran, God says to us in a passage, He says, "Kuntum khayra ummatan ukhrijat linnas." تَمَّرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. You are the best community evolved for all of humanity, ordering that which is good, common good, and forbidding that which is wrong, that takes away human value, and you believe in God. The promise of community here is presented as a covenant between humanity and the Creator. When we analyze and reflect on what it means to be beloved, the people of faith will naturally ask the question, what does God love? What is beloved to God? In preparing to address you today, I went to our sacred text for Muslims, the Quran, to see just in fact what God says he loves. I wrote them down and contemplated them for several days and came across something very interesting, that not only does God tell us what he loves, he also tells us what he doesn't love. I wanted to share a few of them with you. I actually had a few more, but my friend Paul told me I had only 10 minutes, so. So for the next 15 minutes, we want to discuss what God loves and what he does not. He loves those who are regardful of him, dutiful to him, perhaps the God conscious, we might refer to them, always cognizant that God is ever present and all knowing. He loves the regardful. He does not love those who live their lives arrogantly, a sense of superiority, self-importance, and entitlement. God does not love the arrogant. God loves those who judge with equity. Those who demonstrate fairness and justice in their interactions with one another. He loves those who judge equitably. He does not love cruelty and mistreatment. To willfully and knowingly cause pain or harm to others, God does not love cruelty and mistreatment. He loves those who purify themselves, those who actively work to remove or purge those things that are shortcomings that bring them away from their best selves. He loves those who purify themselves. He does not love those who exceed the limits, those who go beyond what he has established and go beyond what is reasonable for the circumstances. He does not love those who exceed limits. He loves those who put their trust in him, relying upon him beyond their abilities and their limitations. God loves those who put their trust in him. He does not love the mischief makers, those who cause trouble with ill intentions in the land, with no just cause. He does not love the mischief makers. He loves those who practice patience, those who are working diligently while patiently waiting the desired results. This helps when you're working out in the gym too. He loves those who practice patience. He does not love, however, those who live extravagantly with wealth, those given to excess and unnecessary expenditures, the wasters of resources. God does not love the extravagant. And finally, he loves those who do the very best that they can do. Those who push themselves to do more, raising the bar in good deeds. God loves the doers of good. The more we embrace the characteristics of what God loves, the more we become the beloved. The state of being beloved or unbeloved isn't static. It moves in proportion to our virtue or our vice. God says to us as a reminder that never does God change the favor conferred upon a people until they first change something within their own selves. And never does God change the bad condition of a people until they first change something within their own selves. If we are to be a beloved community, we must take ownership and responsibility for how we are showing up in the world. It is a great responsibility that we must take. The beloved community can and will only happen through human agency, self-determination, and the will to do. Our destiny is in our hands. Some may think that the world is beyond reach, too far gone, too many forces stacked against those who want a beloved community. If we allow ourselves to become disconnected from one another, then yes, perhaps the world will be too much. But if we choose community, a beloved community, Muhammad, the prophet of Islam, the peace and blessings be upon him, said in a parable, and in my conclusion, something not so similar to one of my colleagues just read. He said, the parable of the faithful, the parable of the faithful in their affection and mercy and compassion for each other is that of a single body. When any limb aches, the whole body reacts with sleeplessness and fever. My beloved community, let's connect. Let's be connected and live connected. Do not lose hope. Do not lose heart. Do not lose faith. Thank you. May God's peace be with you.